Hello everybody and welcome to Suggestions with Otter 2. I am What's-His-Face because nobody knows my name, not even me. So I'll just call myself What's-His-Face. Today's episode is on books, or just, yeah, books. Today's episode was suggested by Catherine Lindo, the same person as last time. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. And I'm just gonna talk about books because they weren't very specific. So I don't really know what kind of books to talk about, so I just talk about books generally. Okay, so number one, is it worth the time or money? Is it worth your time? Yeah, books are definitely worth your time. I mean, if you like the book, then yeah, it's worth your time. If you don't like the book, like, say you're a young child and you're trying to read an adult book and you don't understand it. Or if you're an adult and you try to read a little child book, you'll get bored because of how easy and not very gripping it is. So yeah, as long as you've got the right book for the right reading age and age generally, then yeah, it is worth your time. Money? Yeah, books aren't very expensive, especially if you've got an e-reader or like a reading app, like a library app, then yeah, books are very cheap. They're not especially expensive, unless it's like a very rare book or a very old book or something like that. But that doesn't really happen. There's not really old books that are rare and not being produced anymore. So I don't think you really have to worry about that. Number two, what I specifically like and dislike. Well, specifically what I like about books is that if you're bored or you don't have anything to do, then you can read a book. Or if you like, if your phone's like dead or something and you don't have anything to do on it, then you can read a book. Another thing I like, if I'm talking about fiction books, then they're very interesting and it's really easy to get lost in like the story if it's a fictional book, like a storybook. If it's non-fiction, you can learn a lot, which is another great thing about books. You can learn a lot of stuff in books. You could argue, yeah, you can learn stuff from like watching TV shows and stuff, but you're more likely to learn stuff in a book because TV shows aren't really educational. Well, you can have educational shows, but most TV shows that you want to watch that aren't educational are gonna be not very educational for you. You're going to learn more stuff in books. So that's what I like. Again, if I want to learn something, and if I'm like in school or something where you can't use your phone, or if you're in a place where your phone, again, if your phone's dead, or if you're in a place where you don't have your phone or you can't use your phone, then yeah, it's very good to, if you want to know something or look up something, then a book is your friend. What I dislike about books, Well, they can take up a lot of space in your house. Like, if you don't have a very big house, then you can't really get that many books. You could get an e-reader, but e-readers are more expensive than books. So if you don't have a big house, then maybe you can't afford an e-reader, or you don't have one or something. And then you have to buy paperback or just paper books in general. But they take up a lot of space. That's one thing I don't like. Another thing I don't like about books is that, actually, that's pretty much the only thing I can think of. Okay, moving on to good and bad statistics. Good statistics, they're one of the main ways that kids learn stuff, because if you've got a little kid in like a primary school and they say, oh, I don't want to go learn stuff in lessons, but you give them a book, and then you teach them how to read, which can be hard, so that must maybe a bad statistic. But you, when they do learn how to read, then they will like books, and then you can give them sort of books. I mean, this isn't really an educational podcast, but again, you can give them books, and they will learn like words and stuff more than if you just teach them it. Another good statistic is that, this one's going to be more about writing books than reading books, but if you've got a kid or you are a kid and you're bored, then they or you can write a book or just write stuff. And again, reading helps you learn more words so you can write better. And that helps you also if you're like in an English class, then if you read a lot, then you'll know how to get better marks in English class. Or if you're at home and you just write stuff, it can make stuff less boring. You can pass the time. Like, if you only have one or two books and you've read them and you don't want to reread them because you've read them recently or something like that, then you can kind of remember what you've read in that and try and make your own thing with your own story or something and do that. And then if you really like that when you're older, you can make money off it. And as long as you've got a good publisher, it's fairly, I'm not going to say it's fairly easy, but it's not exceptionally difficult, and you can start at a young age writing books. I think that's pretty much it for this episode. So yeah, I'm What's His Face, and this has been Suggestions with Otter 2. Hi, What's His Face? I'm sneaking at the end of the show to tell you about some ways you can contact me if you want to, I don't know, report a problem. I mean, I guess you could do that in the comments, really, but if you like Minecraft, I do have a server. It's not the one that I've kind of told you about before in previous episodes. I do have a new server for Minecraft 1.12.2, and it is modded, so you will need, if you're on Apple, then it's incredibly difficult. If you're on Windows, it's very easy. I will be linking, at some point in the future, I will be putting a thing at the bottom of the show, no, the podcast description, which is a Mediafire download, which is a free and, like, there's no virus or anything, I make it myself. It's basically just a download link if you're on, like, a PC or even mobile, but this one specifically for PC and Windows, more specifically. Basically, there's, like, 15 mods on the server, so if you have a really, like, a small laptop, then it probably might not be able to handle it so well. But basically, if you know how to, if you have Forge, that's great. You basically just need to get all the mods, which, again, is gonna be kinda hard. So if you try, oh, the server is fish, all one word, no capitals, fishcakes.apexmc.co. That's fishcakes. Or full stop, apexmc, full stop or .co. And then if you put that in, it'll probably say, if you're not running Forge 1.12, it'll probably say, oh, there's a bunch of missing mods. And if you're running vanilla, not Forge, then even if you do have the mods in the mod folder, then you won't be able to do it. So if you want to play with me, it's always the, like, the server's always on. It's not like it's gonna say, oh, the server's shut down because no one's playing it. It's always on, but I'm not always on. I'm sometimes on, but if you want to, like, do stuff, I will not kick you if you join. I don't know you, but I just won't really allow you to do much. But just tell me your username if you want to have, like, privileges or stuff in the server. Okay, so I'm gonna kind of put a Forge tutorial in this video, but on the show notes I will also be linking a tutorial video. I did not make it, but it is pretty much the easiest. But yeah, if you don't get what I'm saying here, because it's just a podcast, you can't really see what I mean. So I will be linking another video, a YouTube video link in the description if you're still stuck. So basically, the download has two folders and a file. When you first open it, it's a zip file. There's two folders, one called Forge and one called Mods. And then the file is a .txt file. It's a text file. I wrote some stuff on there, which is yet another tutorial in case you get stuck. And the Forge folder just has the Forge installer for 1.12, which basically you click it, open it, and it should come up with a little box saying Forge install client, install 1.12.2. And there should be, like, three little check boxes. And it says install client, and then under that it says install server, and then under that it says extract. The default is install client, and you want to keep it on that. Make sure it's set to install client. And then a bunch of, like, coding and stuff will come up for a few seconds, and there's, like, a green bar, and when the green bar is full, then it's imported and installed rather, and it should say, oh, successfully installed Minecraft Forge 1.12.2 into the launcher. But again, I'm talking about Java, not Bedrock. You can't really get mods on Bedrock. I mean, you can, it's very hard though. Okay, so again, this is for Windows. So the next step you want to do is, so you'll if you want to, you can check your launcher, and then there should be installations, which is basically different versions of Minecraft. So say you don't like 1.16, or there's a texture pack you have that's the Minecraft's been updated and the texture pack no longer works. You can, like, go into installations and it says, oh, you can make a new one for 1.15, and then that one will, the texture pack will probably work. But that's just an example. You can do the similar thing with mods. So you can just check that, but that's not really relevant right now. But there should be another installation in the launcher, which is Forge. It's called Forge, and the version is Forge 1.12.2. And then you need to select that one when you play it. So next step is press Windows and then R, or you can just press the Windows key and it'll come up and you can search for stuff. And you search RUN, run, and then it should have come up with a run app. And then you just click that, or just press Windows and R like a hotkey, and then it'll come up and then it'll says, oh, what do you want to type in, and find something for you or something like that. You want to press all cap. You want to type in all capitals, or one, no capitals, or one word rather. Percentage app data, no spaces, app data percentage, and then so it should be all one word, just 2%, percentage APPDATA percentage. That's the percentage symbol. And then press enter or okay or go or whatever, and then it should come up with a bunch of stuff, and there should be a bunch of folders rather, and there should be a folder called .minecraft, and then you need to go into that, and then there's going to be a bunch of other folders. You need to create a folder called mods. If there isn't a folder called mods, make one. It needs to be no capitals, all one word, MODS, and then you it's good if you make like a shortcut to the mods folder on your desktop, so you can always just go in the mod folder when you need to do mods. And then you want to put any kind of .jar file mods and stuff in there, and then you just need to run the forge thing and then close it and then run it again, and then you should be good to go. Specifically with my mods or mod pack, one way of knowing if it's successfully done the mods is if on the loading screen, instead of the regular Minecraft background, it's like hieroglyphs and stuff, and then you'll definitely know that it's mods. But there's a bunch of other ways you can just know. Again, you can, if you're stuck, just read the text file, or just, I mean, again, I'm not an expert on this, so what I say might not work, but it should, unless you have a Mac, in which case it's very difficult. You can still get mods, it's just really hard, and I recommend you look that up, because I don't have a Mac, so I don't really know. So yeah, then you should be good to go, and then click multiplayer, and then click add server, and then fishcakes.apexmc.co, and then you can join and play. There is two like SCP facilities kind of just appeared. I have so yeah, when you spawn, there'll be a bunch of facilities everywhere. I mean, you do need key cards for the containments, but for facilities, you can't explore them. You'll probably die, so I wouldn't recommend going in there. But generally, there is usually some stuff there that I've built, but you need key cards to do it, because I can't just have anyone joining and then they can grief my stuff. So please don't grief, or else I will like turned off the server if I'm not on it, which means that you can't really play it. But I feel like this is just on a just going off topic. So yeah, if you want to play the server, that's cool, but it's very easy to play it on Windows. It's hard to play it on Mac. Just listen to what I said, or follow the tutorial link in the video, or follow the text file in the download. Okay, bye. I'm What's His Face.